Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just go to our ad at hunter@sunrise.com. And also with support from Sonoqual Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you are missing that last element to support your vision, Sonoqual can help you find it. And joining us here today, this is a return visit, Tanya Gallagher is with us. How are you, Tanya?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thanks so much for squeezing us into your very busy schedule. What would you like to play for us first here?
This first song is going to be off a little EP that I put out in 2019. This song's called Omaha Stoned.
Excellent. Here is Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise.
These thoughts are gonna take me tonight to a Midwest man who's been on my mind, and I'll find my way across the great divide and lay down in your arms. And I've thrown good judgment all aside and swallow my pride and show my colors in a way you have ever seen, but you could not ignore me. But if I say a little bit, would you stay just a little bit more? I'm not the best at words, but I understand these feelings you have for me. And we can take back things we did before. It's a little bit bold, you're a little bit stoned, I'm a little too forward. Mess us up, but to me, I can see you still holding on to your past. And it's easy when it's late at night to forget her face and instead see mine. But when the morning comes, your heart's still in Omaha. But I could say a little bit, 'cause I've been there before. Leaving isn't letting go, so I understand these feelings you still have for her. And we can take back things we did before. It's a little bit bold, you're a little bit stoned, I'm a little too forward. Aside and swallow my pride and show my colors, but when the morning comes, your heart's still in Omaha. Your heart's still in Omaha. But if I say a little bit, would you stay just a little bit more? It's a game we play 'cause we're too afraid of anything more. We both play back things we did before. It's a little bit bold, you're a little bit stoned, I'm a little too forward. It's a little bit bold, you're a little bit stoned, I'm a little too forward.
Yeah. Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise. You haven't lost a thing.
Thank you so much.
That is awesome. And thank you so much for coming back on the show. It's been a busy time since you were last here, right?
It has been.
you were here, and you were just getting ready to put out a record called Virginia, which you did. It was a full-length record, right?
That's right. We did it was a 7-song record, and then after that, I followed it up with another record that I put out in 2019. That was an EP with 6 songs, and so...
That was One Hand on Your Heart.
That's right. One Hand on My Heart. And I have the other half of those songs to come out at some point.
Now,
as
is
well.
That going to be the other Covering My Eyes?
Is that what you're going to call it? We split it up. The lyric in the song was One Hand on My Heart, the other Covering My Eyes. And so I thought, oh, okay, I'll put out 2 albums and I'll do the first half with one and the second half with the other. And the other Covering My Eyes has taken a lot longer than I want it to. So.
Oh, okay.
We'll get there, though, but yeah.
Well, right after that EP, things must have gotten really strange for you, as it did for everybody else, right?
It really did. 2020 was a weird year. Everybody, obviously, the pandemic. And so, we were quarantining in our small apartment in Pensacola. I had moved back from Vancouver, British Columbia, and right after that, we had a wildfire come right through our area, which spared our house, but we were okay. And then in September of 2020, we were hit by Hurricane Sally. And so our apartment actually flooded.
Oh, no.
And then we lived in a camper. So we went from quarantining in a small space to quarantining in a really small space.
My gosh.
It's been an interesting time. I've been building a house, and we just finished building a house, and so
that's great.
So things have been moving along, I guess, just a lot all in one small amount of time. But you were telling me
this is your first trip since the pandemic.
Yeah,
happened.
This is my first like music trip since all of that happened, and so I'm so thrilled to get to be here, and really excited just to get to be playing back in Virginia. Obviously, now, I have a huge love for the state. So.
Well, this isn't probably the first time you've played before people though. Since
just traveling around. I've played some small concerts here and there, and then at some local places in Pensacola, but it's all been very. It's been very close, in terms of to my location. So this is the first trip I've been traveling with.
Well, we're very happy to have you back. And we will be talking about a gig you have coming up tonight, Sunday. But first, would you like to do us another song?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do you a little pandemic song that I wrote.
It seems like everybody now has a pandemic song.
Oh, yeah. So this is not about the pandemic. It was just written in the time of
the
pandemic.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
That's what I meant, actually.
Yeah. And so, I kind of, you can only, especially in my small little camper we were living in, you can only stare at 200 square feet and get inspired so much. So then you start kind of drawing on other very fictionary, very make-believe kind of thing. So this is absolutely one of those stories. I call it Day's End, and it's just about a fictitious person I put in my mind sometime during the pandemic. So
okay. All right. Well, here's Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise.
She works the graveyard shift at the Day's End, has a Cadillac, but lets no one in. And in the daytime, she's at the graveyard with the groundskeeper and the crossing guard. She spent her whole life with only one thumb, let the pain set in until it just went numb. Smashed her hand in, taking handouts. She's real quiet, but never shuts her mouth. She's a knockout with a mean hook, steals grocery carts and telephone books from the thrift store with the marquee that says on Saturdays everything is free. She's wasting time searching for a little peace of mind. She hates the highway and making left turns, drives real slow, makes the tires burn. When she peels out, it means one thing: she got distracted by a flashy thing. She ain't a real tall, but she's healthy. Quit cigarettes when she was 14, reads Kafka, loves Tolstoy, eats her tofu covered in almond joys, drinks coffee, but never caffeine. Has a pet toad she named Tommy. She thinks he has springs on his feet, so as he holds the record for the longest sleep. She's a wasting time, searching for a reprieve from this life. And on the long shifts at the hotel, she moonlights as a southern belle with an accent no one can place, or the guests think she's from out of state. And in the moonlight, she pretends she's an astronaut who is defending the whole world from an asteroid. She's a space cadet who wants a space cowboy. She spends her time searching for a little love in this life.
Wow. Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise. That song had a lot of interesting images in it. There was a lot of things going on in that song.
Like I said, it gets weird whenever you're living in such a small space.
She reads Kafka. And what was the thing about tofu?
Oh, yeah. Eats her tofu covered in almond joys. I played that for my parents, and they were just like, who are you singing about? And I said, I don't know. I'm really not sure, but that's what she does. I had this whole idea that I was like, you know, I should just make a whole concept album, like with a comic book or something. But who knows if that'll ever happen. But, you know.
Maybe you're channeling your inner wild
my
side.
My inner weirdness. I don't know what that is. My fiance was like, what is this?
It was good, though. It was great.
Well, thank you.
I found myself trying to get an image of this person that you're singing about. Wow. She's a space cadet.
Yeah. Wow. Apparently so.
We're talking with Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise. So let's talk about this show you have coming up tonight with Logan Vath and Fox and the Bear and a whole bunch of others, right?
Yeah. So we'll be playing at Commonwealth Brewery from 5 to 8. Mm-hmm. And so each of us will be doing an hour set. And I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, this is the first trip back, kind of getting to play with other people, especially.
Yes.
All the shows I've been playing for the past year and a half have all just been kind of me and a guitar. And so getting to sit and listen to other folks play And getting kind of that more communal band, which is something that I really love about this place here in Virginia and in Norfolk especially. It's just the musicians, they all stick together. And so I was really grateful that I could just, you know, call up Logan and he set it all up for us. So
yeah.
It's perfect.
So what time does this start?
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock at Commonwealth Brewery.
Are you playing first, second, third?
I am unsure.
It's one of those things you'll find out when you get there. When do you want me to play? I'm here.
I will find that out for you and get back to you.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in here beforehand. I know you're very busy. You're going down to North Carolina, too, and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate you taking me up on this and being so open to just having me come into play. Like I said, I absolutely love listening to all of the podcasts, and
yeah.
I've been going back and listening to them, so it's been great.
Okay. What else would you like to play for us here? Got a little time left.
Sure, yeah. I think I'm gonna play a song that I co-wrote with Logan. Funny story behind this song, I started writing it, and I play all the pieces that I write usually for my fiance, and he listened to it and he goes, oh, okay, that's okay. And then I sent it off to Logan and Logan finished the song and he sent me back the recording. And so a couple days later, I play that for my fiance and he goes, wow, this is a really great song. And I said, it's the same one I played you before. It's just him singing it, not me. Let's just say we have some Logan Vath fans in my house, apparently.
Nice.
So, but yeah, so this is a song called Reticent.
Excellent. Here is Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I just complain, man, there's no time like the present. I'm feeling pretty reticent and worn out these days. I'm getting older still, trying hard not to adult too much. I let the jade and cynicism touch seep down into my bones. And when I think I'm climbing clean, I lose grip and I fall, repelling. Never thought that I'd long for those things that I had before. That raggedy apartment, that old and wintertime. I never see what I have until it's left me. But even still, I wonder, is it all just in my mind? I'll try to explain. Near it all, where my head's been at, my ego's left, my heart's intact. They say it makes me a better man, I can never tell. I'm trying hard not to lust too much. I quit drinking, that was just a crutch. Seems trouble, it's who I am. And when I think I found some ground, I lose grip and get turned around. Never thought that I'd long for those things that I had before. Those nights I got so high, tried to will you through my door. And I never see what I have until it's left me. But even still, I wonder just what I'm longing for. One day you realize that you are just who you are. And all the meditation and conversations with yourself won't go too far. Me, I'm a lazy one. I like few, but I love deep. I don't care too much for sleep. In fact, I find it so routine. And on those nights I find my rest. Well, I wake up wondering what I've missed. Never thought that I'd long for those things that I had before. That raggedy apartment, that old and winter time. I never see what I have until it's left me. But even still, I wonder, is it all just in my mind? Still I wonder, is it all just in my mind?
Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise. Yes, I could hear a little bit of that Logan Bath influence in that particular song. Who's influenced you over the years? Who do you listen to?
I mean, growing up, my dad always had, you know, James Taylor and Ricky Lee Jones and a lot of those old records. But I mean, on a day-to-day basis, I mean, I got to see Lori McKenna last weekend.
Right.
And so I've been listening to her a lot. But I listen to a lot of Laura Marling. And a lot of Case Golden Messenger. Lisa Hannigan.
He's been on the show.
Oh, really? I did not know that. You get the best people.
You need to go listen to my His Golden Messenger interview. It is on there, on those podcasts.
He's so great. And that's a heavy rotation in our household.
Okay. Okay. Well, Tanya, thank you so much for doing this. The EP, again, which came out in 2019, and I'm sure is still on sale anywhere, right?
It is.
One Hand on My Heart, 6-song EP, and I wish you luck with the other, Covering My Eyes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Excuse me. It's just I, isn't it? But I appreciate that, and I wish you the best in getting back to Pensacola, Florida.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a safe trip, as they say.